I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. It's another edition of KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us, and we appreciate you being a part of the show. If you miss anything, you can always download the podcast at your earliest convenience to listen whenever you want, at your convenience, of course. And, Scott, what's the price on the old KSL Sports app that they have to download?
Well, it sounds like it's convenient, it's also very free.
It's
100%.
Free. There you go. Joining us right now on KSL's Unrivaled, he is the voice of the Utah Utes. We just heard a lot from the new commissioner of the Pac-12, George Kliavkov. Am I saying that right, Bill? It's going to be a lot of getting used to that name, I guess, as we get into it.
Kliavkov is what I saw the pronunciation on today. Just call him the commish.
The commish. The new commissioner immediately says how important football and men's basketball is and making money for the conference and also expanding the playoff and getting the name, image, likeness stuff figured out. What did you like about this first day of the commissioner and the comments that he made?
Well, you know, when I saw the name initially, I was a little taken aback because it looked like they were kind of going down the same road they went with Larry Scott. But the more I dug into this guy, the more I really like it. Now, the one thing he has to do is, without a lot of collegiate athletic experience, is connect the league office with campuses, which Larry Scott was terrible at. One of the many things he was terrible at. But what I really like is this guy actually worked in the real world, guys. He actually made money for companies that he worked for. Novel concept, right? He didn't just spend it like Larry Scott did on lavish offices and penthouses at the Pac-12 tournament. This guy actually has gone out and has real-world experience turning television companies around and turning MGM and international sports and entertainment companies around. So I love what he said. You know, he didn't shy away from the fact that football and basketball need help. Hey, great to have Olympic sports that thrive, but if your football and basketball aren't thriving, then none of those other sports are going to do it. So while when I saw the name and did a little research, I was a little taken aback. Then when I dug into it and then I heard some of his press conference today, or all of his press conference today, he won the day. He's got to go out and do it now, but he certainly won the day, and I like taking a swing at this guy. What about you guys?
Yeah, I was real excited to hear what his focus is. I feel that it's those revenue sports that really drive the image, but also drive the success of the conference. I'm just curious, Bill, what do you think he can actually do that? You know, it's how does he bring championships? You know, what actual things can he do that would create the potential of that?
Well, I don't think he, the commissioner, can create championships. What I think he could do is create revenue streams that put more money in the pockets of universities and athletic directors and football coaches. And from there, you create better, bigger budgets for recruiting, better facilities, things of that nature. I don't think the commissioner himself is the guy that brings the championships. I think what he does is creates the revenue and helps create the revenue streams that feed back to the schools that then help create the things that can help bring those championships, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that's really – that kind of stands out, I think that it was easy to just say, hey, we want to make sure that all of our student-athletes and all of our programs are benefiting from – all the Larry Scott lines that you would hear, you always went back to – Well, yeah, but why does the Pac-12 network look so bad? Or why are we? How can you not cash in on something where you have these massive universities who are world renowned, and you have athletics programs that have always been successful? And when you hear them say, "We got to get back to winning men's basketball championships and football national championships," the real thing is trying to compete with those other leagues, the SEC and the Big Ten, the Big 12. What is it that they do so well that the Pac-12 can, I guess, for lack of a better term, kind of copy off of to head in that same direction?
Well, you've got to create buzz and excitement among your fan base. You've got to get people that support your programs. Guys, the Pac-12 is never going to be the SEC, and it's never going to be the Big Ten. So to think you're going to catch them from a revenue standpoint or a fan interest standpoint is crazy.
Right.
Well, what you do have to do, though, is whip up the interest. What you do have to do is make the product and make the teams within the conference really enjoyable for the kind of a new fan base that wants to come out and see it. You know, try and use them as a model, but don't think that you're going to be those two conferences, because those two conferences stand above everybody else. But what you can do is enhance the product you have, because I think it's been overlooked, and I think it's not been, I don't think it's been very well taken care of, especially over the last decade. Since it's become the Pac-12, I don't think Larry Scott paid attention to its moneymaker. He was interested in tennis and swimming, and those sports are nice to have. But football, a little men's basketball, and then some more football, they really have to be your focus, because if those two sports aren't succeeding, aren't generating the revenue, it doesn't lift everything else up.
That's a good recipe. Football, a little basketball, and then some more football. One of the things that really generates revenue, clearly, are TV deals, and the Big Ten, the SEC have really good ones. The Pac-12, not so much. What do you think is the future of the Pac-12 network, and is it something that can be enhanced, and or is the conference going to have to work with the other networks like Fox and CBS and ESPN?
Well, I think, you know, why would you want to recreate the wheel when those other conferences working with networks that know how to do TV the right way? That's an area where, why not partner with people that know how to do it the right way? Do you get the whole pie? No. But the pie that you get is going to taste a whole lot better and be a whole lot bigger than the one that you try to bake on your own. You know, why not have grandma help you bake the pie, because she's been baking the pies for years? You might do okay on your own, but if you want it to taste like grandma's, you know, have her help you. ESPN and Fox have been doing this for years. Why not partner with them and put out a product that people really want to see? You know, I don't know what they're going to do. I think what you have to do is partner with one of those people and let them do some of the heavy lifting, because that's what they do. And then, you know, tweak it yourself a little bit once that thing's established. But, you know, in theory, it sounded great. In practice, it was terrible, because the people that were inside the league didn't know how to run a TV network. And I'm not sure the new people will either. Maybe they will. But to me, if you look around the country, nobody else is doing it on their own, but the SEC network's very successful. The Big Ten network's very successful. The ACC network's starting to get off the ground, too. So, to me, I think, you know, don't blow the network up, but partner with some people that know how to do it.
Bill Riley, voice of the Utes. Safe travels, Bill. What's going on in Vegas? Did you see that the Utes are 10-1 odds, and so you rushed immediately down there for that Pac-12 championship, put some money down on the Utes to win that Pac-12 championship?
I'm going down to buy you tickets at the box office for BYU in Arizona, Alex.
Already done.
Happy birthday early to you.
Already done. All right, Bill, we appreciate it. Safe travels, and thanks for being on the program. We'll talk to you again, and we got to take the break here. News, no, not news, driving and weather. We've got our MVPs next. Stay with us. More to go on KSL's Unrivaled.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.